Archer looking for a punch out to keep that runner at third. His next offering, swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. In to score is Ramirez. Jay Bruce comes through again.
Bruce digs in from that left side. Boy, it's been a nice start and a nice transition for Jay Bruce to this Indians lineup. Here's the pitch to him. Swung on, and there's a high blast. Deep right center, way back, and off the base of the wall. Rounding third, heading for home is Jackson. He'll try and score. The relay, not in time. He scores standing up. And Bruce comes through again.
8:12 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
Yeah, you just love it, don't you?
Of course I do. I have the radio on in the home on the weekend, and every once in a while I hear the name Bruce, and I'm like, yes, what? And they realize, oh, they're talking about Jay Bruce, the newest Indians. But it was all about the pitching over the weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Carrasco, Clevinger, Kluber. Now we're on the seas. We might as well bring Curtis on the line this morning. Curtis Danberg of the Indians joining us today, filling in for Bobby D. It's courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How about that, Jay Bruce?
How about that, Jay Bruce? What a great add to our lineup. And, you know, it's taking a little pressure off of Edwin, and now he's heating up too. So it's good to see.
It also fills out our outfield when we need the depth over there, it seems.
Yeah, we've had a rash of injuries with Lonnie Chisenhall and Michael Brantley, and hopefully Lonnie's going to be going on a rehab assignment this week. Michael, we're still kind of waiting and seeing how he's going to recover. But adding a bat such as Jay Bruce that has pop adds depth and adds some more pop.
Of course, the pitching was the story over the weekend. I was looking at this. Carlos Carrasco, a no-hitter through six. Mike Clevinger is 9 strikeouts. And then Corey Kluber continuing on this amazing streak of 8 or more strikeouts, right now up to 14 games. And now they start throwing out names like Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez is the company he's starting to keep there. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, I hope people are enjoying it. We're seeing history right in front of us. And Corey Kluber is an amazing pitcher. His work ethic and the way he approaches his job is unbelievable. And I think it's starting now to carry over to the other starters as well.
Curtis, talk a little bit about Austin Jackson. He was certainly a key pickup in the offseason.
Yeah, I hate to compare him exactly, but, I mean, you look at last year's success, we had Rajay Davis. And, you know, a guy, veteran outfielder we brought in, has some speed and versatility. And Austin's brought similar traits to the team. And it's been fun to see him step up in a lot of situations. You know, huge, game yesterday to propel us to a victory with a homer in the eighth inning. So, you know, having that veteran influence, adds so much to the team and to the lineup.
I don't know if I'd want to see Rajay Davis go over the Boston outfield fence, though. It didn't seem like it would work the same for him the way. But
one of the most amazing catches I think we'll ever see.
Yeah, well, they got a chance maybe to do it again today, right? We're in Boston for this is the rain up makeup game.
Right? This is a tough road trip. You go from Tampa to Boston for one game, then we go to Minnesota's. One of the hottest teams in baseball, and then we finish up against KC, another team that's chasing us. So Trevor Bauer on the mound tonight. Hopefully they had a Sunday night game against the Yankees, so hopefully they're worn out from that weekend.
Yeah. Of course, that Tampa, it was like a home crowd half the time, it seemed, there enjoying Indians baseball this weekend, though.
Yeah, I think it was, So it's a little reversal from what we experienced in the postseason, but when we faced the Cubs. Definitely over half of the fans were Tribe fans. They're a tough draw down there. They just played the Red Sox right before that team. They're chasing in the division, and they only had like 11,000 fans for a weeknight game against Boston. So we were able to flood the turnstiles with a lot of Tribe fans this weekend.
Curtis, as you mentioned, tomorrow we open a series in Minnesota. Bartolo Colon gets the start for the Twins. Now, I know you've been with the Tribe for a long time. Were you there back in 97 when he came up or when we got him?
I was there and remember him riding the boogie bike, trying to cut some pounds in the spring training where they had a special bike made for him. So, unbelievable that he is still pitching at the level he is. He just had a complete game shutout. Recently, one of the oldest guys to ever accomplish that feat. So it'll be fun to see him, you know, where he started, face him years later.
Do you still have the boogie bike? Because I see he weighs in now at about 285.
I think we need him. If we could find it, hopefully We probably need to lend it over to the Twins because he probably could use it. So he and Kevin Mitchell used to ride that bike.
Curtis, when are we coming back home? When do we get to see our tribe and enjoy a home meal with them?
So a week from Monday, a week from today, we're going to be bringing in Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. So two huge opponents for us coming home. We have a four-game series against Boston and then a weekend series against the Royals. So we have Terry Francona bobblehead night on Wednesday. We've got a rally scarf, and we've got all the fixings that we always have on Fridays with the pregame in the district, $2 beers from 5 to 7. We've got fireworks to sugar a dollar dog. And then on Saturday, 7:15 game against the Royals, we have Edwin Encarnacion jersey night.
Well, we got a lot to – this month of August is really a test for the tribe, that's for sure. And so far, so good, I guess, as we get it almost halfway through the month to – Well, Curtis, go ahead.
I was just going to say, can you believe we only have three homestands left in the season? It's hard to fathom.
Yes. I can't believe it.
Well, in the regular season, then we're going to enjoy the other games that we're going to have.
Exactly.
If they keep on winning. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Curtis, and we'll have Bobby D come and join us next Monday as we begin that homestand. Appreciate your time this morning, Curtis.
Absolutely. Go Tribe.
Thanks. Go Tribe is indeed. 818, Curtis Danberg here on WEOL talking Tribe. And now it's time to give away a pair of tickets for the Indians and Tigers game coming up on the 12th of September. These are September 12th game. That's a Tuesday, I believe. And we have two tickets for you at 322-0930, 322-0930, if you'd like to go see the Tigers and Indians coming up in September, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.